Hello everyone, this is Metropolis Days, and in today's video, I will be talking about how we could potentially be seeing Jet Set Radio 3 come out in the next coming years. But before we get into why there possibly may be a new entry in the Jet Set Radio series, we need to go back to the original game that was supposed to be Jet Set Radio 3. Now, back in 2017, at the Game Developers Conference, Sega was shown a proof-of-concept demo by Dinosaur Games at what a new Jet Set Radio game could look like. And what you are seeing on screen right now is the demo that they put together in 1 week. And you can tell the attention to detail and care that they were able to put in just 1 week. Imagine what could have been if they actually had 3 years of development time. And because that this was back in 2017, it would have released on PC probably, and the PS4 and Xbox One. But unfortunately, as we all know, Sega rejected it, and we never got to see what would have come from this proposal and what kind of game it would have been like. Well, now you're sitting there probably thinking, well, what does this have to do with the title? Is Jet Set Radio 3 gonna come soon? And what did that have to do with the Dinosaur Games pitch that they did at GDC? Well, since last year, there's a game that is being developed by Team Reptile, which is the same people that made Lethal League, and this new game is going to be a spiritual successor to the Jet Set Radio franchise, and this game's name is Bomb Rush Cyberpunk. And this is so much of a spiritual successor that they're even getting Hideki Naganuma, the composer for the first two Jet Set Radio games, to do the music for this game, which of course, it wouldn't be a Jet Set Radio game or spiritual successor without him. He's not called the CEO of Funky Fresh Beats for nothing. Besides this last attempt by Dinosaur Games in 2017, there was a few other attempts by different publishers and different developers that wanted to get a new Jet Set Radio game going. And if they couldn't get Sega to make another game, then, you know, what will? But because of this new game by Team Reptile, Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, there may be a possibility where Sega sees the game when it releases and sees how popular it is, how much money it makes, and they might think to themselves, well, if this is a spiritual successor to one of our games that we own the rights to, why don't we just make another game in our series? People are loving the spiritual successor so much that they want another game, and they'll pay for a game that isn't even the same franchise. They're sitting on a gold mine. They have been for many years, ever since when Jet Set Radio Future was released, the last installment in the series, unfortunately. Now, Bomb Rush Cyberpunk was supposed to have a 2021 release date, but unfortunately was pushed back because of the global pandemic, but now is on set and on track for a 2022 release date. I'm guessing early to mid. I doubt it is going to be a later time than that. But as we've only really gotten one small teaser trailer, I'm guessing it's probably maybe even summer. Now, do I wholeheartedly believe Jet Set Radio 3 is going to be coming in the next 2 years? No. But if Bomb Rush Cyberpunk does do good, that might put pressure on Sega to actually release another installment in the series. And me, myself, and probably the majority of the rest of the world is hoping that we get another installment. Now, I will have the link to the ArtStation that has all the Jet Set Radio Evolution character designs and models and proof of concepts they have posted there. I will have that down in the description, as well as down there will be my Spotify and Anchor. So if you want to listen to the audio version of this and every past and future video that I make, you can go right ahead and do that. And lastly, I want to say if you guys ended up enjoying this and you want to see more content like this, why not give me a like and possibly a comment? And if you're even feeling up to it, why not give me a subscribe? That's all I got for today, and I'll see you guys in the next one.